From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is in Beijing, his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade is expected to top the agenda in talks with Chinese leaders, along with North Korea. Administration officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. China is North Korea's closest ally and top trading partner. The president and First Lady Melania Trump began their visit to the Chinese capital with a stop at Beijing's Forbidden City. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, Trump is also expected to press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a, quote, more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has yet been set. The Trump administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. And thousands of people gathered in Barcelona Wednesday to demand the release of Catalan leaders and activists. Pro-independence protesters obstructed major highways, roads, and railway lines in Spain's Catalonia region as part of a general strike in protest of their detention. This is VOA News. The war of words between Iran and Saudi Arabia is escalating in the media and on the ground after the launch over the weekend of a ballistic missile from Yemen, which hit near the airport in the Saudi capital Riyadh. The Saudis accuse Iran of arming Yemen's Houthi rebels who fired the missile. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Saudi state TV announced a fresh round of attacks by its coalition forces in Yemen as tensions continue to escalate following the weekend ballistic missile launch by Yemen's Houthi militia group. Saudi military forces say they shot down the missile. Television reports said Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman believes that Iran's involvement in arming the Houthi rebels with ballistic missiles is a direct military aggression against Riyadh. A spokesman for Yemeni military forces loyal to the Saudi-supported government of President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, Colonel Taher Hamid, told Saudi media he believes Riyadh has the right to respond in the latest missile attack on its soil. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The American Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are traveling to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs, just outside San Antonio on Wednesday, to console the wounded survivors and families of the nation's latest mass murder. Pence will speak at a prayer service for the 26 people who were shot dead in a church on Sunday morning by a gunman with a history of mental health issues. He'll also meet with police officers and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Four Somali Americans won races for public office in local elections in the northern state of Minnesota, and Democrats and their progressive allies across the United States had much to celebrate on Election Day, in addition to major victories in the Virginia and New Jersey gubernatorial races. And former President Barack Obama went to a courthouse in Chicago Wednesday to serve as a juror. Obama left his home early Wednesday in a motorcade to appear at the Cook County Courthouse. He had a police escort, and security was heightened at the Daly Center in Chicago's Loop for his arrival. The former president is expected to be paid the customary $17.20 for his day of service, just like other county residents. He was greeted by courthouse staff and other jury candidates as he reported for duty. Media and other onlookers could be seen snapping pictures of him. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.